And around the same time, they also announced changes to the government's buy local policy. Now, normally only major companies have the capacity to deliver them under normal conditions. However, the Major Contractors Association, which is made up of those groups like Lang O'Rourke, John Holland, Lendlease, Major Contractors Association has expressed concern about unannounced changes to the Queensland policy of Buy Queensland. John Davies is the Major Contractors Association Chief Executive. What changes have they made, John Davies? Evening to you.
Evening, Steve. Thanks for that. Actually, they are announced changes.
Come a bit closer to the microphone for me,
please. They are announced changes. The changes that they've made is to add certain criteria, selection criteria around health and safety best practice and IR best practice.
And these came as a surprise to your organisation.
Absolutely. I was eating my cornflakes reading the Courier Mail when I saw this in the Courier Mail, and it came as a big surprise because the waiting for these assessment criteria is stated as being 20%, which is a fairly significant criteria to be met. And when, as an organisation, we inquired with the department as to what detail sat behind that and what does industry best practice mean, specifically in terms of IR, we got no answer.
So they've introduced things like best practice industrial relations. What is that? What is best practice industrial relations, and why does it have a 20% rating on any contract that that your members apply to build?
Well, that's a very good question, Steve. We can have an idea, but we ultimately haven't been given any details. We're left to guess what industry best practice for IR we think. As an industry, we're doing a good job. We don't see ourselves that there's any particular problem that needed to be addressed, and so it is a bit confusing.
So your members, you know, applying to build things like the Townsville Football Stadium or the Cross River Rail Project, billions of dollars of taxpayer money involved, and when you bid for a contract, you've got to take in these elements into account as to whether or not you'll win a contract to build it or not.
Absolutely, Steve, and it's worth bearing in mind that the average cost to bid a project like this can be 1 to 3% of the ultimate project value. So just taking a $100 million project, that's $1 to $3 million just to bid a project with no guarantee of success, especially if 20% of the weighting is unknown to you and you don't know how you're going to be assessed.
Were you consulted about these changes or these announcements?
Unfortunately not, no. We are trying to engage with government and keen to engage with government, but no, there was no consultation.
So you're seeking clarity from Mick de Brenny about these things that have appeared that will affect whether or not your members can build these Queensland projects?
Absolutely not so much whether they can build, but what they need to do to stand a chance of being considered to build the projects.
So you weren't consulted. What do you regard as best practice industrial relations in a Queensland context?
Steve, I don't think there's enough time to go into that subject, and many people have different views on that. Happy to talk another time about
that.
Well,
the papers are today saying, look, there's a concern that unions basically could have an influence on who wins contracts to build these projects. And in the past, that hasn't been a terribly happy scenario in other jurisdictions.
Yeah, look, absolutely. We're not speculating as to the reason for the changes and what might happen as to those changes. We're concerned that, and you could speculate that could be an outcome of this, but until we get the detail, we don't know.
So the government changes the terms by which your members can win a contract. They don't consult you about those changes, and now you're seeking meetings with them to say, what does this mean?
Absolutely. Well, we've already had a meeting with representatives of the Housing and Public Works Department who are responsible for this, and their response has been, look, we're still working through the detail. Please bear with us.
So the department doesn't know?
Certain people within department don't know, certainly, yeah.
So what does that mean for your members? Because apparently the Cross River Rail project's full steam ahead and it's supposed to be being built.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, I mean, the potentially the Cross River Rail is a slightly different scenario in that the major part of that is a PPP.
Public-private partnership.
Yes, that's right. But certainly in terms of other projects, there is a lot of uncertainty, and uncertainty isn't good for any business.
So you want to meet with cabinet ministers to say, please, minister, what does this mean?
We're not fussy who we meet, Steve, as long as we get some clarity.
Have you got a meeting time yet?
No.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.
John Davies is from the Major Contractors Association. He's the Chief Executive.